like this like traditional drawing because it's like something I'm like quite good at.
Okay, so I'm going to write you some little jobs. So if you want to do traditional drawing, which I think is a great thing to do, traditional drawing, you need to do a page in your sketchbook of other artists that do traditional drawing that you really like. Yeah,
like research and stuff.
Yeah, just sticking pictures in of their work.
I've been, I started doing like...
Okay.
Like one
brilliant.
Okay.
I couldn't find much about them, but yeah.
Of artists that draw. Okay, because that will be brilliant for your research, you know. Just because we've got to move on from more than just one drawing. At this point, Zoe, I would like always be printing about five or
six
images.
You need lots of images
to fill the whole sheet. So you could almost do like on one side of your sketchbook, do all your stickies. And then on the other side, that's where you can write your notes and do drawings yourself. So then that really starts to fill up your book. Okay, so that could actually go there on that one. So carry on, darling. So this is the beginning. Okay, right.
So, I did the mind map.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And then we've got the mind map. That's brilliant. Listen, the mind map's in. We're great. Okay. So you want to do kind of drawing. And what would your theme be, do you think? What will these drawings be of?
Identity.
Okay.
Is it from the theme from like the blogs?
Maybe it's your choice. It's like you can pick any theme in the world for your project.
So I could do like, if I wanted to do like a manga style, I could.
Yeah.
And what style? Manga.
Manga. Yeah.
So is that what we're going for? Manga?
Yeah.
All right, so there's a manga style. So it's drawing. So Zoe is going to be drawing. Where's Zoe? Here we go. So Zoe is going to be sort of drawing. You're going to be painting or illustrating? Like with pen and ink?
Illustrating.
So illustrate. So drawing, illustration.
Are you going to try and angle this in...
Did you say manga?
Yeah.
Towards games design?
Yeah, maybe. Like.
Right, Zoe, then what I want from you then is artist research. What is manga?
With images.
So on that side, what is manga? Images of examples. On that one. Okay? Because what we want to do is we want to give this project a foundation. So if you're going to do manga and you're going to do drawing, we need to show that you've looked at some other artists that have drawn manga and does drawing, which, you know, sounds like you know a lot. Then what do you want for self-portraiture? Is this then in a sort of manga style? And then is it to show kinds of mental health, or
could be maybe like,
or just emotions, maybe happy, sad,
maybe, yeah.
What do you think?
Like, maybe it could be one for like happiness or something like that. Like,
is it what emotions does Zoe go through on a daily level?
Sadness sometimes.
Okay, so we've got sadness. Hopefully not for long.
Happiness.
Happiness.
Because I talk to my friends.
Okay, so.
And just like relaxed.
Chilled.
Like, chill, yeah.
So what's the difference between chill and happiness face?
It's like kind of just like my resting face. It's kind of just like
chill.
Me
up on his face is smiley.
Yeah.
Have you got? Do you get angry ever?
Only if certain things upset me.
Okay. Like, what does sad face look like? Is it just like, or is there tears? Is it like, you know, or?
I'd say it's me looking like miserable or something like. You're just looking stroppy, like...
All right, so listen, how about this for a start, then? So we've given you some research to do, to put in that sketchbook. Then I think what we need to do is you need to take some photographs of yourself doing different emotions, okay? So I want you to take self-portraits. Now, I like, how are you up for doing it, like 10 pictures of you doing different faces?
Yeah.
Could you, do you think you could muster 10 different faces?
I think. I don't know.
This is the challenge, you see.
10, like, there'll have to be like different emotions. Like,
that's what I'm trying. Yes.
Let's aim for 10.
Try to, if I can think of any.
Come on, you can get. Well, the first thing is write down emotions, types of emotions.
And then you can have your self-portrait pictures here of them.
Okay. So types of emotions. So you can look that up, can't you, online? And you can just go through all the emotions. Then I want you to try and mimic, pick some of those emotions. And then take photos of yourself doing those emotions. Because we need something for you to draw, don't we? Yeah? No?
Yeah.
Because you... Help me, because we're just trying to come up with a project that you're going to enjoy doing. So the more I talk, the quieter you're getting.
What have you got on your mood board, Zoe? Do you want to talk us through that?
No, it's not really that interesting. It's just kind of like cultural stuff. And like it has like some things to do with like the 80s look, the 90s look.
Yeah, I see like some pop fashion stars. Like, is that Avril Lavigne and Britney?
Yeah.
What is it about them that you like?
They have good music.
Okay.
And I guess their clothes are kind of funky. Like, it's not something you would see on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, I mean, maybe during the 80s, probably. I don't know if someone randomly goes outside and looks.
90s. Yeah. I remember that from the 90s, for sure.
It's just what, I think that board's just a bit different from this project, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was this like an old idea and then you've now had a better idea?
No. The blog was just saying something about like having to do something about identity. So it was just like, because I've been told like that I had to do like something about identity.
Who's told you that?
Lisa, most of the time.
Your brief had 3 themes.
Yeah, but I thought you'd only have to pick one theme.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I did. I picked any one theme.
Like, so you picked identity?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, and she told me to do this based on identity. I've been told to do theme based on identity for like I had to do like a mind map about it, like do word about it, whatever, like search something up about identity.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Why don't you make it personal to you then, Zoe? Like we've just said here, types of emotions, types of Zoe's self emotions that are explained in your self portraits, and then you can kind of, maybe you could make yourself into a manga character. How do you feel about that?
It's not a feeling. This is what she's doing. She doesn't do it. She doesn't do it. 6 photos. 6 types of emotion. There we go, Zoe. Okay, darling. So, you get going with that, and then we can take you to the next level. And then we can work. Maybe we can bring in then the pop aspect and styling. Now, would you be up for styling yourself?
No.
Okay. Okay, well then that's out. So what I would do then is just focus on those little jobs and that will get you to that level. And then next week we can start seeing where you're at and where we're moving on from there. But would you like for your show to end up with like 2 drawings? So if you think of the exhibition, imagine the exhibition. Your friends, your family are here. Other students, friends and family are here. It's open to the public. They're walking around the exhibition. And they get to your section. They get to your section. What would you like them to see?
Manga.
Do you want to show off your skills?
Manga drawing.
So a manga drawing. Okay, well, why? When we're talking about these photos and emotions, we're then going to move on and that you turn your photographs of your emotions into manga drawings. So we're turning Zoe into a manga drawing, basically.
Yeah, we're going to...
But I'm a little puzzled because I've been asked to do like a mind map, no, like a mood board about identity and then stuff like that, and now I'm getting told to do
about identity, babe.
Yeah, but like it's different, like.
Yes, because we need you to choose. No one's telling you anything. We're suggesting. This isn't school where you have to do stuff or do anything. This is where Sarah's suggesting ideas. Lisa's suggesting ideas. I'm suggesting ideas. It's up to Zoe to make those choices.
You take what you want.
You guys are confusing me because you guys started saying about something else, like you were confused about why I had this as the mood board, but I've been told to do this, like...
Yeah, I know, but what I'm trying to...
It's the context of the mood board.
What's this got to do with your identity?
I was told to put that in there.
Well, then you've not understood what she's asked you to do.
She literally told me to do that. Like, Lisa literally told me to do that.
Yeah, okay, but let's just forget it. You can show Lisa that. That's fine. You haven't done anything wrong, Zoe. That's evidence. That's perfect. I'm sure Lisa will be really pleased to see that you've done that for her.
Yeah, but I'm getting annoyed now because, you see, I'm getting confused because now teachers are telling me to do different things. Each one teacher is telling me to do different things for each.
They're suggestions.
Yeah, but that's still confusing. If I'm going to get told something to do, I'm only going to focus on one thing. I don't want to have,
I think we're going to finish this presentation.